Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All righty, 855-99-3-7-5-6-9. Folks, I know that there are some of you who are used to listening to me on 800-CKLW in Windsor, and I know they changed my time slot. Keith was kind enough to call and tell me it was going to happen. And I'm not thrilled about it, and I know you're not thrilled about it, but call Keith. There's nothing we can do about it except direct you to Keith. And hopefully if enough people sort of say, no, we want her back on so we can have her live, then he'll rethink the decision. But, it wasn't my choice. It's obviously, I'm not thrilled about it either. But you can still listen online. I think we're carried at 7 o'clock at night now. But listen, give Keith, who's a program director, who's a perfectly nice guy, but give him a call and say, no, we want her back live, and hopefully that will happen, and then you can listen live.
And, of course, listeners, they can always listen to drjoy.com, or yep. Go to drjoy.com and listen.
You can listen live
right now as we
speak. Yeah, exactly. And you can always call because you guys all know the time to call.
Right.
And you can listen to the podcast. I know it's not as good as hearing it live on your radio, but better than nothing. And or call Keith and say, look, put her back on, please. Just be nice. Don't. He sent me an email and said, you were on vacation. I was getting death threats. I said, it wasn't vacation. Don't threaten him. Just sort of be charming and say, you know, could we have her back on, please? I'll send you chocolate chip cookies. I'm a great believer in chocolate chip cookies. I think, you know, that they work the world over. Don't burn them. Okay, 855-99-37569. All right, we have, because I've been, I was gone, I'm still, that even as we speak, Manny and I are trying to figure out, apparently I have one latent Twitter account, which I don't use, nobody else does either, and one that's, I'm not, let me be honest with you, I'm not a great fan of Twitter, but I thought, well, I'm in Israel, and I'm going to be off the air, so this is a way of keeping in touch, and apparently I used the wrong account, so Manny and I are working it out, because I have lots of pictures and lots of statements that I apparently sent to the wrong account, but we'll get it worked out sooner or later. All right, in the meantime, I'm back, and if you have any questions, you can give me a call, 855-99-37569. All right, so we haven't, because I've been off the air, or actually I wasn't off the air, I was just doing repeats, because did you really want someone to substitute for me? I don't think so. So can we do an email here? Would this be a good idea?
I think so. We have an email from Sue, and Sue says, Dear Dr. Joy, what advice would you have for my 42-year-old daughter, who found out from her husband that he's been having a four-month affair with a friend. My daughter and son-in-law have been married for 20 years and have two teenage girls, 18 and 15. Both parents have good jobs. Daughter is a registered nurse. Son-in-law has a successful auto shop. Can this surpass an affair? And if so, what recommendations do you offer?
I think she probably means survive an affair.
Yeah. Okay. He, talking about the son-in-law, blames my daughter because she works long shifts at the hospital and said he's disconnected because of that. She says it's both their faults and would love to stay married. He doesn't know for sure. Can it be saved?
Okay. Let's go back and sort of do this one at a time. You said they've been married, was it 23 years?
20 years,
okay, look, let me just sort of deal with the global issue, then I'll come back and deal with the specific questions. Can marriages survive affairs? Yeah, they can. And I think there's three criteria for surviving an affair. And let me sort of just tell you where I evolved this kind of theory. First of all, affairs are a lousy way of dealing with a marital problem, and they create their own problems. If you've got a problem in the marriage, the best thing to do is to talk with the other person about it. In this particular case, saying, I feel disconnected from you. I feel like you're working a lot rather than dealing with me. I miss you. I miss our sex life. I miss our companionship. You know, we've spent 20 years together. We have all these kids, and now we're putting all our passion into our work or our kids and not to each other. We need to talk about this. We need to have weekly dates, yada, yada. An affair is not a reasonable response to it. If you don't want to be in your marriage, then get out of it. If your marriage is troubled, then having an affair just adds to the burdens that you're going to have to overcome. So the idea that it's your fault I'm having an affair is crap, and you shouldn't accept that. Because it's just, it has no relevance. That that's like saying, well, you got robbed because you didn't have a double lock. I mean, a robbery is a felony, and the person who robs you is the perpetrator, not the fact that your door wasn't locked enough. I mean, come on. So that's number one. Number two is here's how I evolved the kind of criteria. And unfortunately, your husband, well, a woman called me a bunch of years ago, and she said, I've been married for 30 years. My husband's a womanizer. I'm on my way to the lawyer's office to divorce him. And he called me in tears and said, please don't divorce me. I love you. I promise I'll behave. And what do I do? And I said, what's the most important thing in his life? And she said, his boat. I said, well, okay, here's the deal. You've already got two lawyers involved. You're going to have to pay for their time anyway. So I'd go in to this meeting with him and say, here's the deal. If you will sign a paper that says, if you ever have another affair, I get the boat, then you got a shot. Because if he says yes, the next time somebody walks through his field of view, then he's going to think, boat, bimbo, bimbo, boat, and you at least got a shot. Because he's already notarized a piece of paper that says, you get the boat, and presumably everything else you want. If he says, no, I won't sign it, divorce him, because he has no intention of honoring his commitment to you. So I think that as the injured party, you have a right to answers to three questions. Number one, why did it happen? Well, he's telling you that you weren't paying enough attention. His response is childish and stupid and pathological. So he's already telling you you weren't paying enough attention. So the question is, do you have any interest in continuing this relationship? And if so, under what circumstances? So, and I don't recommend therapy necessarily at this moment, because therapy only works if both of you have the same goal in mind. If one of you is just trying to figure out a way to get out of the marriage with the minimum kind of wear and tear with the kids and everything else, then therapy is a waste of time and money. If both of you are saying, look, that I was feeling unloved, and maybe the reason that she was working so many hours is because she was feeling disconnected. I don't know anything about their sex life. I don't know anything about anything else. But I don't know that both of them have to be willing to work on this marriage, which means what both of them have to be willing to admit is what they want and what they're willing to offer to get what they want. And it may be that she needs to work fewer hours. It may be that they need to have more dates. And certainly this other woman has to be out of the picture. I don't know if they work together. And saying it's a friend, I don't know what that means. And when you say an affair, I don't know. If there's no sex involved, then it's not an affair. Bodily fluids aren't exchanged. And people say, well, what about an emotional affair? And I'm saying, it's not adultery. That's called friendship. And that when men confide their emotions, they almost uniformly do it with women, because we're better listeners. That men have a different set of rules primarily with each other. It's less true of younger men, but it's really basically that men talk about baseball and the stock market, and women, they don't talk about their feelings with each other. So the fact that a man is talking with a woman friend about his marriage or his feelings is pretty predictable. And in fact, there has actually been some studies done that suggest that men who have women friends tend to be less prone to adultery and tend to be better husbands and fathers, because they treat women, friendship is a basis of is a relationship of equality, of a basis of equality. So if a man treats a woman as his equal, he's less likely to cheat, to view her as responsibility. All right, let me finish this up in just a minute. All right, so stay tuned. 855-993-7569. If you want to talk with me, I've got about 40 minutes left, so give me a holler. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Honey, it's time for dinner. What are you doing over there on your computer?
I'm shopping for a new wallet. Mine is falling apart. Hey, did you know there's a company called ID Stronghold that makes shielded wallets to prevent electronic pickpocketing?
Oh, I didn't realize there was such a thing as electronic pickpocketing. What is that?
Well, apparently, many of the new credit and debit cards being issued have radio chips inside them called RFID that transmit our banking information to card readers when we pay. Unfortunately, a bad guy can also get one of these readers and go around the city scanning people, collecting their credit card numbers and personal information without us knowing it.
Wow, that sounds scary. Since you're getting a new wallet anyway, you should definitely get an ID Stronghold shielded wallet. Are they more expensive?
No. In fact, I can get a shielded leather wallet from IDStronghold.com for the same price or less than regular unshielded wallets from other stores.
Sounds great. My wallet isn't falling apart yet, but let me pick one out too. I want to be protected, and these wallets at IDStronghold.com look fantastic.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2015 for 30% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. Simply Safe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, Simply Safe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. Simply Safe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. Simply Safe. Go to simplysafedefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's simplysafedefense.com.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, great idea. 855-993-7569. All right, had an email from a woman whose daughter and son-in-law are going through some really difficult times, and he had an affair. Again, that's the difficulty about an email. I don't know the nature of the affair. I don't know if it was sexual or just emotional. And there is a difference. I mean, if we equate emotional affairs, whatever that means, which I would call friendship, with sexual, then everybody might as well check into the no-tell motel. So I don't think you really want to do that. I think it makes much more sense to keep the two of them separate. But both of them have to be committed to the marriage, and he has to be willing to not see this other woman and to not keep her in the on-deck circle, for both of them to acknowledge what the problems are in the relationship. And I think that while he is certainly more culpable in terms of the affair, that's not a reasonable solution to feeling unloved in a relationship, that you either negotiate it or you get out of it. You don't cheat. Because the real person who is damaged by the cheating is not the spouse. I mean, they feel obviously betrayed, but the real person you're betraying is yourself. You made a promise, and you're going back on your own word. And if you can't trust yourself, who do you trust? So the idea that the best defense is a good offense is ridiculous and counterproductive in any kind of relationship. And I think your daughter also has to take a deep breath and sort of put her pride aside temporarily and say, do I really want this dude? Is there anything in this relationship other than the fact that he left me rather than leaving him? Our kids are nearly grown. I'm spending a lot of time at work. Do I really have any interest in going forward with this guy? And if so, I need to tell him why. And I know that feels really lousy right now, where you're feeling vulnerable and he picked somebody else over me and he's having sex with somebody, assuming that he is having sex, which hopefully he's not. I also believe in the Tooth Fairy and the Easter Bunny, though, so we have to be a little careful about that. Then he has to decide whether he really wants to be in this relationship, because there's no question it's more difficult to put a relationship that's floundered back together than just begin a new one, which is why people do new relationships, is it's easier. But your investment is not in a four-month relationship. Your investment is in a 20-year relationship. You know, it's like if you have a bank account with $20,000 in it and one with $400 in it, which is the one you want to protect, obviously. And you have a lot more, literally, investment and interest in one rather than the other. Okay. And my dear, as the mother-in-law and the mother, you probably need to stay out of this. Because unless you have an unusually good relationship with your son-in-law, which is going to not necessarily feel very good to your daughter at this moment, because if you have a good relationship with him, she's going to feel that you're on her side, or you're on his side, which is, again, not going to feel very good. But let's assume for one shiny moment that you can take him aside and say, look, you need to figure out whether you want to be in this relationship or not, and if so, what amends you're willing to make. Because there's going to be times going forward where you're going to feel that she is distracted or that she's interested in the grandchildren more than you. I know you don't have grandchildren right now, but that's presumably something that's predictable in the future. And every time you're feeling like you're not getting enough attention, you can't go in and sort of flout another woman in front of my daughter. So do you really want to be in a relationship? And do you want to be in a relationship with her? And if so, what do you want and what are you willing to offer? And then saying basically the same thing to her of don't let your pride influence your decision making at this moment. That don't feel like, well, I want him back so I can dump him because he dumped me. And we're talking about human beings. We're talking about emotion. And I'm not even talking about the kids in this, because your kids are old enough to begin running their own lives, but it's certainly not going to be easy on them, which is not the primary reason to stay together. People who say they're staying together for the sake of the kids are kidding themselves. They're staying together for financial reasons or out of fear or whatever, holding up their head in the community, whatever it is. So the point is that there's some serious work that your daughter and son-in-law need to evaluate whether they want to be in this relationship. But the short answer, which I know is too late for a short answer, to can a relationship survive an affair is yeah. And in fact, there are some sort of doofus people who have said that that an affair is really good for a marriage because it proves, you know, what your commitment is and an opportunity to recommit to one another. I think that's nonsense, that an affair is not good for anybody because somebody cheated. On the other hand, I think that it's certainly doable, assuming that both people are interested in it. And don't, as I said, don't try therapy unless both can prove that they really are, prove is not the right word, can attest to the fact that, in fact, they really are interested in moving forward and why. Okay? So there you go. All righty. 855-99-37569. And a related story. This is not a related story, but it just sort of caught my, you know, I was desperately looking for a transition that wasn't tacky, and I decided there was no such thing as a transition that wasn't tacky, so I just decided to be tacky. Here's the headline. Teens invent a condom that changes color upon STD detection. I mean, think about the visuals on this one. Okay, don't think about the visuals on this one. Three UK teenagers have invented a concept for a condom that changes color when it detects sexually transmitted infections and sexually transmitted diseases. It's called the STI. STEYE, as in sexually transmitted infections. Has a built-in indicator that turns different colors when it detects a strain of bacteria, including chlamydia and syphilis. It actually won the Best Health Innovation Award at the UK's Teen Tech Awards in London, bringing recognition for its three inventors. Here, one of the kids is 14, one of them is 13, or two of them are 14, one of them is 13. They won $1,500 and a trip to meet Prince Andrew at Buckingham Palace. Seems inappropriate to meet the prince. We wanted to make something that makes detecting harmful STIs safer than ever before, that people can take immediate action in the privacy of their own homes without the invasive procedures at the doctors. We made sure we're able to give peace of mind to users and make sure people can be even more responsible than ever before. It's a concept now. They said the project showed how much learning these boys had done while researching sexually transmitted diseases. So they don't actually, they're not actually able to do it at this moment. But basically, I mean, you can have litmus tests for all sorts of things. So, you know, I think it's, and the fact that these kids are this young, impressive. You know, I was talking about Jerusalem and trip to Israel before, and this, I think I mentioned that, that Tel Aviv is the second most fertile place for new apps other than Silicon Valley in terms of, in fact, I think cell phone technology was invented in Israel, and there's some kind of windshield, I think the protective film on windshields so that the glass doesn't, it shatters into to non, I'm trying to remember the word, to kind of round, smooth particles rather than jagged has saved gobs of lives. So there you go. There's free HIV testing offered in Chicago pharmacies. So, I mean, medically, as a society, we're moving forward, although that's not exactly my concern. Mine is psychologically. What can I tell you? Okay, got another half hour to go. 855-99-37569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
You can't believe what you did last night, but you're still getting compliments, so it must be true. You made an amazing, wholesome, home-cooked meal for two in under 30 minutes with Plated. Plated is for busy people like us who love cooking fresh, exciting new dishes but have zero time for driving all over, shopping for chef-quality ingredients. Here's how it works. Go to tryplated.com and choose from amazing chef-designed recipes each week. You'll find easy-to-prepare selections that fit everybody's taste. Then the culinary pros at Plated lovingly fill a refrigerated box with just the perfect pre-portioned ingredients for your dinner, so nothing's wasted. Everything's delivered to your door, fresh meat, poultry, fish, farm-fresh veggies, spices, everything you need on the date you choose. Not home? No worries. Your Plated box keeps everything fresh until midnight on the day it arrives. Prepare chef-quality meals in 30 minutes or less with Plated. Hurry over to tryplated.com now and get free shipping with your first order. Go to tryplated.com. Tryplated.com. That's tryplated.com.
All loans subject to Ondex Corp. Rule must be business at least 1 year to apply.
Attention, small business owners needing financing. Are you too busy running your business to deal with the slow lending process of your bank? Are you frustrated at the paperwork and delays just trying to get a decision? Then you need Ondex, the A-plus Better Business Bureau rated small business experts, where our simple application process takes as little as 10 minutes and funding could be available in just one business day. At Ondex, we focus on your business operation and cash flow, not just your personal credit score. And we're ready to help with loans of up to $250,000. True business loans, not credit card advances. OnDeck provides financing to a wide variety of small businesses like restaurants, plumbing, landscaping, freight trucking, and healthcare providers. If you're frustrated with the paperwork and long decision times of traditional lenders, contact OnDeck. Funding could be available in just one business day. OnDeck is publicly listed on the New York Stock Exchange and has provided over $2 billion to small businesses like yours. So go to OnDeckLending.com today or call 800-293-6819. That's 800-293-6819.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joe Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today. 866-257-3105.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-99-37569. Having just come back from a part of the world where being on time is a relative concept, I thought maybe we'd talk a little bit about tardiness. And being late and being on time. And as I said before, I mean, I've always been pretty good about time, and certainly I've been a broadcaster for so long. And Manny will tell you, if I'm 4 seconds late, I am nailed. I mean, when that light goes on, I'm supposed to not only have my butt on the seat, I'm supposed to have my face in front of that microphone. And being a couple, you know, being a minute late is dead air. So you get fired for that.
Yeah.
So as a result, I'm on time. And if I'm late, it very seldom happens, and somebody knows to sort of that it's a very unusual experience. And I've had to kind of teach my friends that that I am, when we say we'll be someplace, I'm willing to give people, you know, 5-10 minutes, more or less. But past that, first of all, I'm public enough that occasionally I get recognized. So sort of standing by myself waiting for somebody can be a very uncomfortable experience, in addition to the anxieties that all of us have of, oh my goodness, did I say the wrong place? And was this the wrong date? And could something have happened? That I am not a patient waiter particularly. So I made a deal with a number of my friends who are not broadcasters and tend not to be on time, that that who, if they were late, that they had to buy dinner. And that kind of, because I think I probably told you the story before, that I at one point, when I started in private practice, I was at a clinic, which is a very common thing to do, because you really don't have, you're not particularly well known. And up until fairly recently, therapists were not allowed to advertise at all. And this was before I was on the air. I was a therapist, maybe not so obviously, but I was before I went on the air. And so I was at a clinic. And then I met this woman, and the two of us decided to go into private practice together. And I'm tall. I'm about just under 5'9". She's 6'3". So, and I think that that really does change the dynamic of things. My daughter is almost that tall, and I think that, that tall women behave differently than short women. And my daughter thinks it's hilarious that I view myself as tall, because she rests her arm on the top of my head and thinks it's hilarious that I think of myself as tall. So anyway, Mary Lou was, and Mary Lou is my generation, not my daughter's. And I was at the clinic one day, and somebody called for her. And I said, well, she'd left a while ago, and could I take a message and whatever. And so the next day, I ran into her, and I said, did you get the message? Did you meet up with him? And she said, no. And I said, oh, I'm so sorry. He called here. And she said, yep, I'll wait 15 minutes for anybody and 20 minutes for no one. And I remember thinking, wow, that's kind of cool. And I remember in college that you would wait, I think, 10 minutes for an assistant professor, 15 minutes for an associate professor, and 20 minutes for a full professor. But the idea being that that you're on time for your boss, you're late for your secretary, that it's a matter of status, that in Israel, all of those rules get thrown out of the window. And it was really interesting because my host was this very nice guy whose name was Avi, and he and his brother kind of shared the responsibilities of taking me around. And Yossi was much more likely to be on time than Avi. And at one point, we were supposed to go to the Knesset, which is the legislature. And so Yossi came and picked me up, and we had an appointment with somebody at the Knesset, so we had to be on time. And so Yossi picked me up, and he said, well, why don't we leave? And I said, well, shouldn't we wait for Avi? And he said, well, he's not here, so he's probably not coming. And I said, no, he's just going to be late. But I figured, you know, it's not, this isn't my, you know, I'm not in charge of this. I'm kind of the schleppy, not the schlepper. So we left, and sure enough, so the time, you know, the different people have different senses of time. So one of the things, and it's one of those things that's the criteria for my sort of, I guess, for friendship and all sorts of things, is that people are on time as opposed to people who are not on time. So we asked on Facebook, what's the worst example of yours or someone else's tardiness? So, Minnie, you're pretty good at being on time, yes?
In this line of work, you have to be.
Yeah, I mean, they're really, it's not a choice.
Yeah, I was hoping, I've been working in radio and TV for 8 years now, and that's just like the absolute number one rule over everything is be on time. And more importantly, being early is actually being on time.
Yeah.
I mean, and it's an, I mean, 1 minute in radio is an eternity. I mean, it's
you just can't do it.
Yeah.
And in fact, two seconds. I mean, you're supposed to be there.
Yeah.
And the deal is you don't leave your post until your replacement comes through.
Yep.
And in the old days where we all, before satellites, so we all worked at the same radio station, that you did not leave no matter what happened until your replacement came because there was nobody to take it over. And on a day-to-day basis, I mean, I used to work with somebody in San Francisco who was notoriously late, and I would often sort of do the first 5 or 10 or 15 minutes of his program. And on a more sort of extended basis, I've been on the air for like days at a time when there's been a crisis. That the idea is, especially radio, more than television, I think, other than maybe CNN, but when there's a crisis, people tend to turn to radio more than television. It almost becomes the campfire around which people coalesce. I think that they may turn to television initially to find out what's going on, but to share what's going on. And the emergency broadcast system tends to be more radio than television. So I've been on, for example, during the New York blackout, I was on for like 47 solid hours. During Sandy Hook, I was on for several days. For September 11th, it's one of those things. It's not only that you can't be late, but that you continue going. So Manny and I, but we're broadcasters. It's not even that we're better people. Although, of course, we are. No, it's part of the job description that no matter how talented you are or how many listeners you have, if you're late, you're going to get fired.
Yep.
Okay, so let's see what people said.
We'll start with Ella. Ella says, my friend says that when someone always keeps you waiting, there's always some kind of anger involved. I disagree. Is she correct?
Say that again. Could you say that again?
She says, my friend says that when someone always keeps you waiting, there's always some kind of anger involved. I disagree.
Well, it sounds like you're the late one. I think it is a little passive-aggressive, and I'll tell you why. And again, the sort of rule of thumb I give is that you'll be late for your secretary, not your boss. It's a statement that says, I can keep you waiting. I'm more important than you are. My time is more valuable than you are. That I have more control and that you'll wait for me. I don't have to wait for you. Who would you put on hold? So the anger may be a bit more subtle than you're used to, but I think what your friend is saying is that it's a passive-aggressive act, that you won't be on time with somebody who you feel is more powerful than you are, because that they can leave. And so, therefore, if you're keeping somebody waiting, you're unconsciously, or maybe consciously, making the assumption that you have more power than they do, and therefore they'll wait for you. So whether that's anger or control or an inequality in power or respect, anger can cover a lot of things, but it would be viewed as a passive-aggressive act. And passive-aggressive behavior, by definition, means instead of claiming your anger, saying, that's all right, you take the light bulb, which really is a statement that says, how dare you think about taking away my light from me? So yeah, I'd look a little bit more closely at your own behavior, and I think that's what your friend is saying, is it's disrespectful to her. Okay.
All right. And then Matt says, was going to dinner with my prospective in-laws for the first time. My fiance and I were to meet them at their favorite restaurant. They were over an hour late.
Ooh.
They said they took a new route and got lost. They turned out to be the best in-laws ever.
So it was only that first time?
Looks like it, yeah.
Yeah. And, I mean, listen, I'll tell you, as an employer, I'm awful at hiring people. I'm really good at firing people because I have to be, because I'm so bad at hiring. I've finally gotten to the point where I have someone else do the initial interviews because I'm just terrible at it. But somebody says they can do the job, I think, okay. And so it's not good. But I've actually, if somebody is late, and when I give seminars to people, for example, I work at a homeless shelter sometimes, or all sorts of places where I'm trying to teach people how to get jobs, and say, get there ahead of time. You can always waste some time once you're there, but know the route. Make sure you're on time. Make sure your suit is signed, because being late for a job interview means you've already shot yourself in the foot. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. We'll be right back.
Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
You can't believe what you did last night, but you're still getting compliments, so it must be true. You made an amazing, wholesome, home-cooked meal for two in under 30 minutes with Plated. Plated is for busy people like us who love cooking fresh, exciting new dishes, but have zero time for driving all over, shopping for chef-quality ingredients. Here's how it works. Go to tryplated.com and choose from amazing chef-designed recipes each week. You'll find easy-to-prepare selections that fit everybody's taste. Then the culinary pros at Plated lovingly fill a refrigerated box with just the perfect pre-portioned ingredients for your dinner, so nothing's wasted. Everything's delivered to your door, fresh meat, poultry, fish, farm-fresh veggies, spices, everything you need on the date you choose. Not home? No worries. Your Plated box keeps everything fresh until midnight on the day it arrives. Prepare chef-quality meals in 30 minutes or less with Plated. Hurry over to tryplated.com now and get free shipping with your first order. Go to tryplated.com. Tryplated.com. That's tryplated.com.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3711. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3711. Now you can listen to Dr. Joy Brown when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3711. Got it? Call 605-477-3711.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Okay, so we talk about your family, your life, your time. And the problem about being late is you're wasting somebody else's time, which by definition says my time is more important than yours. And that's the disrespect involved in it, that promptness is really the politeness of kings. So being on time. All right, so we're talking about examples of people being late.
Bonnie says, I have a friend that will get invited to a party that starts at 6 p.m. shows up at 10 p.m. when you're trying to end the party and cranks up the music and tries to get everyone in the mood to party. She might be nocturnal.
She might be a drug addict, and I would certainly not invite her to parties anymore. Yeah, I mean, you know, that's just... Or saying to somebody, I've actually said to look, if it's somebody I don't care that much about, I just won't do business with them in the future. Done. But if it's somebody I care about, I've actually said to a friend, look, we were supposed. She's notorious for being an hour and a half, 2 hours late. And I finally, we were supposed to go someplace on a trip together, and she was supposed to pick me up at like 8:30, and it's now almost 10 o'clock. And I called and said, are you, because my first thought is, oh my goodness, something has happened. So I finally got a hold of her, and I said, you know, what's going on? And she said, oh, I'm just running a little late. I said, we were supposed to leave almost 2 hours ago. So, well, I'm just running a little late. I said, look, this is my vacation too. And I don't want to start it off like this. So it was, I mean, I still think she's a really cool person, but I don't do, you know, we just cannot. She is so bad about time, and it is a passive aggressive thing. It's her saying, I'm more important than you are. And it always has been thus. And it's not that I'm not willing to defer to her on most things, but I'm not willing to waste a couple of hours sitting around. And, you know, there are people who said, well, you just tell her that to meet you 2 hours before you want to. But that doesn't work either. And every once in a while when you tell somebody, all right, we're going to meet at 8 and you show up at 10, you're doing the same thing they're doing. And every once in a while they're going to show up at, if not 8, they'll show up a quarter of 10. And then it's you just being late and saying, well, you know, you've done it to me a billion times. So rude is rude. And like your mother said, two tardies don't make a prompt. That isn't what your mom said, but you get the point. All right, keep going.
Amy says, at the interview for my job, I asked if they had a time clock to punch every day. For me, that was a deciding factor for whether or not I'd want to work there. Over the years, I've noticed that many employees arrive on time or before, but then spend like a half hour chatting at the water cooler coffee area. I'm not that type. I may be a few minutes late, but when I walk in the door, I jump right into working.
Nope. You're rationalizing. See, if you were working for me and you said, is there a time clock? I would say, I'm on time. I expect you to be on time. I'm usually early. I don't expect you to be early, but I expect you to be on time. And I expect you to put in an honest day's work for an honest day pay. And the idea that you can be late because you work hard when you're here is a rationalization that what you should do as a good employee is be there on time and do the work. And the idea that you're on time and then waste time, I mean, well, you should have more self-respect than that. But the idea of, well, I'm going to be late, but when I get there, I'll really work hard, I would not hire you. And I would fire you at some point because it's just, it's not following the rules. It's not playing fair. It's saying that I can, you know, I can make different rules. And I think it's sloppy and it's disrespectful. So I would not hire you. And I would not give you a good letter of recommendation, no matter how terrific you were. And it's so easy. Look, it is so easy just to be on time. All you have to do, and I'll give you an example, which was yesterday, which is my brother, as I said, called from, he lives in San Francisco, and he called and said, do you want to go to the Yankees game? And my answer should have been yes, but I'm not going to do it. You know, I'm jet lagged, and the forecast is terrible. And I said, no, of course. So I literally walk out of my apartment, and a deluge starts. Well, one of the things that happens, it takes about a half hour to get from my house to Yankee Stadium on the train. So I left an hour. And because there was flooding, it took an hour and a half. And I am never late, and he knows that. He's always late, but I'm never late. So I'm texting him all the way along saying, the trains are running late. You know, don't wait for me. You know, so he left the ticket at will call, and of course the game was delayed an hour and a half. So, but still, I did everything, and I let him know very far ahead of time. People who text me or call me 10 minutes after when they're supposed to be there to say I'm running late. And I left. You know, I left double the amount of time that it usually takes, and I needed to leave triple. And I still feel terrible about it. So. So the idea that, well, I'll be late, but I'll work hard. Be on time, period. That's it.
Jackie says, I had kids show up for my science class every week 15 to 20 minutes late for an hour-long class. These parents paid for their kids' classes. Finally, I got sick of waiting around for the same kids and after sending notes home, etc. I started right away at the beginning of class doing all the cool, messy stuff. The same kids would come in and say, "No fair." I told them it wasn't fair and that early is on time is late, late equals don't bother. And I've been told, you know, I've had employers tell me that type of thing too when I
Yeah, I agree.
Start. It's that same message like, "Hey, if you're early, that's when you're on time." And especially in this particular line of work, what we do,
Well, because it takes the anxiety out of it. It's a sign of respect. If I'm here, and look, it's starting for people who want to have a little water cooler, a little coffee, then you get there early. So you're at your desk. Remember how to succeed in business without really trying? The idea is that this was a scam, but he also knew the system, which is get there before everybody else does and look like you've been working all night. And you don't actually have to pretend to be working all night. But getting there and being there when your boss comes in, you get huge brownie points. And what's the point? I mean, the difference between being 5 minutes early and 5 minutes late is the difference between being a respected and valued employee and being viewed as an nincompoop, who's somebody that's not very reliable. And you don't want that. You want people to view you as a paragon of virtue, which means be on time.
Yeah. Well, a good friend of mine who also works in the broadcasting business, he always says, you know, if you're somebody who's 10 minutes late to work all the time, then figure it out. Leave 10 minutes earlier.
Yeah.
Leave 10 minutes earlier. Leave 15 minutes earlier than what you normally do. You know.
Well, and I used to be one of those people who was, if I wasn't running down a corridor, I didn't know I was at an airport. And what I finally realized, it is expensive to the cab driver because I was always saying, rush. It was terrible for me because I was always worried about making the plane. And what was the point? That getting up 15 minutes earlier, leaving a half hour earlier, that half hour doesn't make any difference except that it takes all the anxiety and all the worry out of what you're doing. And
you can
personally reduce the stress in your life by just being on time, leaving that extra buffer. Take a book with you, take Sudoku, have a cup of lemonade or something. All right, and be on time for my program as well. We start on time. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hey, neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking ExtendoVite. It's been approved to help my heart.
ExtendoVite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years, and ExtendoVite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about ExtendoVite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking ExtendoVite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Expand your life with ExtendoVite.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare? Having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.